Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 618. We're in the chapter Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married, chapter 3, Strengthening the Marital Bond. Talks about four building blocks of love. Building block 1 is recognizing your spouse's virtues. Building block number 2 is about Hakaras Hatayv, which we started to talk about in the last Shir. The question is what holds back people from Hakaras Hatayv? Why is there a weakening of that? And there's many reasons love that. And we're going to go through some of the reasons and to be aware of it in order to counteract it. Some people lack Hakaras Hatayv because they mistakenly believe that since, for example, household responsibilities is part of one's marital duty, husband for his functions and the wife for hers, so gratitude doesn't have to be expressed. Because it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv share in the marriage. You have to cook for the husband. You have to earn a living for the wife. So memelet, because it's a chiyuv the Torah imposes on you, you don't have to have a hakaras hatayv. And this is a tremendous error. It's a wrong assumption. The Torah obligates us to be grateful for anyone who receives a benefit, no matter what, whether it's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv. Even if someone who is paid to provide a service, such as a waiter, you need to thank them. Every hatava, every good thing, whether even if you're paid for it, even if there's a shloi lishma mixed in it, and the shar avaydis alikim of the chayvus alvavus, the third shar discusses this. There's a chiyuv of hakaras hatayv, even if there's a chiyuv for the one who is giving it, even if there's ulterior motives mixed in. If a chesed was done, there needs to be gratefulness for it. So one is sometimes resentful towards their spouse because they're not doing the share of their responsibilities. But the Torah says otherwise. Rav Chiya had a wife who was very difficult, caused him a lot of distress. Rav met him once, noticed that he was purchasing a gift for his wife, wrapping it in a beautiful wrapping. And he asked Rav Chiya, why are you purchasing a gift for such a difficult wife? And he said, it suffices that she raises our children and saves me from sins of immoral thoughts, which means that the aina was there, the physical relationship was there, even with this difficult woman, and she raises the children, so Mimela, she has a karasa type. So no matter what the level of shalom bayis that exists now in the home, even if it's weak in many points, in many areas, the bottom line is a couple needs to still focus on the many benefits that each spouse does receive from each other and express hakaras hatayv for them. You have the loisis soi mitzri, which is a very profound thing that we can't totally reject an Egyptian. And Rashi says there, even though they bitterly enslaved the Jewish nation, but we were a guest in their nation for a long time, there's a certain hakaras hatayv there. The Torah is mechayev it. So certainly over here. So that's one reason why we would lack hakaras hatayv, because we think it's a chiyuv anyway, so we don't appreciate it. But the answer is no. Even if there's a chiyuv, you have to show appreciation for every single prat. Thank you for working so hard to do your shtadlus and earning a living. Thank you so hard for your cooking and cleaning or whatever it is. Thank you so hard. Thank you so much that we're together physically. It's not a small thing. Even though it's a chiyuv aina, and in both there's a chiyuv among the wife as well, to be with for each other in the physical, intimate way, but hakaras hatayv needs to be there regardless. Another reason why a person would not hold back from having hakaras hatayv or expressing appreciation is there's a feeling of independence that comes from an ego that holds it back. Because anytime you have to say thank you to a person, it's like you're saying, I'm dependent on you. I need you for something, and you have to acknowledge that. I'm grateful because you provided something for me, a need, and I'm grateful for it. This idea of recognizing that you had a need and that the other spouse provided it for you, for many people who have their ego fights with them with that. They have a problem expressing hakaras hatayv because they feel uncomfortable acknowledging even to themselves that they had a need that the other one required, and they need to be humble and grateful to them as a shliach of Hashem for providing that for them. And people don't want to do that, so they shut down the hakaras hatayv. And we have to fight that. That if we had a need, whatever the need is, and your spouse provided for you, to humble ourselves and express that gratitude. Another reason why we often lack hakaras hatayv is because of a result of habit. Habit. In the beginning, you very, very happy. You zoom in on the positive aspects of married life. and what you receive with from each other, and it's beautiful. Shadow Vishayna very often is like this, not always, but very often it is like this. But over the passage of time, all of a sudden, these milas that your husband or wife has, oh, now it's normal, now it's expected. And we take each other's contribution to the marriage, and we take for granted the other one's good midos, we take it for granted. And because we take it for granted, the feelings of gratitude begin to wane, and they tend to feel more resentment when things don't go their way. So therefore, it's important for a couple to reawaken their sense of awareness and internalize the millions of benefits they receive from each other so that the Hakaras HaTov can be used effectively to strengthen their marriage and to build that bond of love. The idea is similarly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mechadish B'chol Yoyim Tuvay Ma'aseh Bereishis. He renews Bria every day. And just like we ask from Hakaras HaTov, we express Hakaras HaTov from Hashem for every new day. We say it again. For example, Malbish Arumim, for giving us clothing that warm us and that dignify us. And we thank Hashem. We say the bracha of Malbish Arumim every single day. Every single day. Oh, well, we just said it yesterday. Shouldn't we yaitza one bracha for a week or for a month? No. Every single day is a new hischachis, a new hakaras hatayv felt, a new hakaras hatayv expressed. The same thing with a couple. They may get into a habit, a bad habit of, oh, you know, it wanes, you know, this is just, you know, the way it is. No, we have to renew our sense of hakaras hatayv for our spouse, even if we got this benefit day in and day out and day in and day out, never to lose sight of it, never to appreciate it. Just like we thank Hashem Pekeach Ivrim for our eyesight every single day and with a joy and not take it for granted. Shema Yisrael like a new document, every bracha as a new bracha, every time you eat, wash for a meal, and you eat bread and a beautiful meal, Birchas HaMazon, every single time, a new Hakaras HaTov, a new Eschatzis, for married couples as well. You keep on expressing Hakaras HaTov and don't let it get stale, don't let habit get the better of you, and take it a mindfulness and a focus towards that. Rapam also suggested that it's important for a successful and happy marriage for a couple to contemplate the feeling of loneliness that they experience often before marriage. The many frustrations and disappointment during the dating period often, and the remarkable hashgacha pratis that they experienced when the shidduch came about. And they should remember to learn from their spouse's exceptional character traits, their good midos, and focus on their good midos, and really feel how fortunate they are to spend a lot of their lives with each other, with that special person. We sometimes take for granted that our spouse is a special person. Every neshama is holy. Sometimes it needs to be, you know, expressed more in an open, revealed way. And with the proper behaviors towards each other, you access that hakaras hatayv. You access that good points, that good point in your husband or your wife, and you bring it out. Sometimes you have to generate the feeling by remembering the old memories of looking at the pictures of the wedding day or the vart or other happy vacation periods or whatever it is, to use that as a way to strengthen a couple's marriage. You know, zacharti l'cha kechesed nurayach. Everything is a mashal of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he remembers the ahava, God remembers the ahava towards Klal Yisrael that they had with the Munu Pshuta. They jumped in Be'eretz Leizarua with a Munu Pshuta without preparing food, and they just trusted and relied on Hashem. And Hashem says, Zacharti l'cha chesed nurayach. He's grateful for that. So we can't get sidetracked by the complaining, and sometimes we saw in the midbar some difficult things that was far and few between, like Rav Avigdor always says, but the overall gist of it was Hakaras HaTov, was a constant devotion to Hashem and recognition of his goodness and kindness and expression of Hakaras HaTov for it. So that's an important role in expressing and strengthening a couple's marriage bond, to overcome that discontent that may arise from time to time. So in this year, again, we are repeating certain ideas of why Hakaras HaTov sometimes wanes, sometimes diminishes, and why we have to strengthen ourselves. Every day, this is a schachis of Aveda. You have to remember always, just like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's hard. You say Shemayin Esther three times a day, or then Kriya Shema twice a day, and to not allow it to become stale is an Aveda. is you need kayach, you need tziyata d'shma, you need ingenuity, you need originality to make sure that every day is fresh. And the birchas hashachar, every day is fresh. Every day that you say the brachas of another example, hamechim mitzadei gover, that you prepare my footsteps, that everything is hashkacha pratis, you watch over me, sh'asa likar tzarchi, with so much is built on that, that you do everything, you provide my needs, and every day you figure out ways to renew that feeling in ischachas. The same thing applies with a husband and right wife with each other. Don't let your obligations that you mechuyev to do that thing hold back from Hakaras HaTayiv and say, oh, they have to do it anyway. No, be grateful no matter what, even if they're paid for it, even if it's a chiyuv, and even if it's expected, you express that Hakaras HaTayiv, you feel that feeling. Look at the good points, like Rav Chiya did. His wife provided care for the children, provided him physical intimacy that saved him from sins of immoral thoughts, even though she was difficult in many, many other ways. He had Hakaras HaTayiv, and he bought gifts for her and was grateful to her. And the idea also is the idea of focusing on those benefits. No matter what the challenges are, you could daven to Hashem regarding the challenges, you work through them, but don't let the challenges drown out the millions of good things that your spouse does provide for you. Break your ego that doesn't want to make you feel dependent on the other person, that you need their gratitude. That's why a lot of people don't express Hakaras HaTayiv, because they feel enslaved by it. Oh, I needed something from someone else, and they don't like that feeling. They have to fight that negative feeling and say, well, I did receive this from someone else as a shliach of Hashem, but I was provided millions of good things from my husband, from my spouse, so I need to be humble and grateful. It is not easy for the ego to be humble and grateful, but that is the key. You get benefits from your husband and wife. Be humble and grateful. Husband should be grateful and humbled that his wife folds his laundry for him, cooks and cleans for him, takes care of his physical needs for him, is with him sexually. All of these things, he needs to be humble and grateful. And she herself as well, be humble and grateful when he's there for her, when he works very hard for her, when he provides her physical and emotional and sexual needs. All of this with a humbleness and Hakaras HaTayiv towards each other. And don't let the passage of time weaken the Hakaras HaTayiv. And to reawaken it by remembering all the good and kindness that they have done for each other in the past, and let that be a strength to go forward to express that Hakaras HaTayiv in the most beautiful way. Bracha v'atzlacha.